This is Jay Sekulow. The election heats up, but what about the major issues?
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight for the right to live in freedom. Yeah.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the broadcast. Hope you had a good weekend. I want to fight for a right, as we say in the song, a right for freedom. How about a freedom for these candidates to address some issues and address them head on? Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. How about the issue of judges? How about the issues other than national security? How about the issue of abortion? How about the issue of faith in our culture? 1-800-684-3110. I am frustrated with the tenor of these debates. I'm frustrated with the tenor of the discussion that's going on. Senator McCain needs to address these issues head on. So does Senator Barack Obama. And really, since the Civil Forum, the civic forum that took place at Rick Warren's church, the Great Saddleback Church, since that time, in my view, there's been no substantive discussions of merit, and their economic discussions have been tepid at best. By the way, Jordan, what is the latest on that? We're not this isn't the Fox Business Network or the CNBC, but what is the latest on the stock market? The
stock market is up almost 500 points this morning, so a big surge in the market. Again, though, we've seen this happen before, and then by tomorrow it goes back down, so there's not that kind of stability kind of surge, but
yeah.
There's definitely is close to 500 points up as of this morning.
Well, that's good, especially for these conversations, because let's assume the stock market's going back and the economy in that sense is back on track in some way, and I know that's like waving a wand to make that happen. But what about these major cultural issues not being addressed? I mean, how do you feel about that? 1-800-684-3110. The next president of the United States could select two or three Supreme Court justices in their first term, and the idea that that has not even been mentioned except 4 months ago when Rick Warren hosted his forum, to me, it's just mind-boggling, and it should certainly be in a debate format when they're both talking about it, both Senator Obama and Senator McCain. How do you think the candidates are doing? Where do you think they're not addressing the issues? Do you think addressing the issues is important? Jordan, we got a lot of calls already coming in.
That's right. Let's go right back to the phones. Bill from California on line one. Bill, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Bill.
Yeah, thank you. Mine is, like you said, they haven't really addressed like gay marriage and stuff. And here in California, the court overruled once on gay marriage, but we've got another one on the ballot as to, you know, what the definition of marriage is. Now, if it passes, is the court going to be able to overturn that again?
Well, if it's a constitutional amendment, the answer is no. They should not be able to overturn it unless someone was to hold that the marriage violated denying marriage to same-sex couples violated the Equal Protection Clause. That would be not, the law is just not at that point yet where it would do that. So this is a fix of the situation. But again, you know, the vice president's touched on it. I mean barely touched on it. The presidents haven't mentioned it at all, and that's the presidential nominees, and that's what's so disheartening here. Our phone lines are open for you. We want to talk about this issues. Are you concerned that the major issues are not getting addressed like it is involving the Supreme Court of the United States, who their nominees would be, what kind of judicial philosophy, what about abortion, what about partial birth abortion, what about the family? 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Now, we are going to take direct action on this issue. And the reason we're taking direct action is we're concerned it's just not getting discussed in the debates and in the general discussions going on. Now, to do that, we are going to ask you. Many of you called me last week saying, Jay, what can we do about this? How can we participate? And the answer is, and we're very happy about this, we've put together a petition survey, really, that is going to go to the candidates. I'm going to get some of this information to them immediately, even before the debates. Jordan, let's know people how they can participate. It's very easy to do. If you're concerned about this election, you need to participate in this survey.
That's right. You can call 1-877-989-2255 right now to answer these questions in the survey. Very important, folks. Again, these issues have not been discussed. A little bit at rallies, but this final debate coming up on Wednesday, you want to make sure these issues are discussed. So call right now, 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org and complete the survey online very quickly, but I encourage you to call right now, 877-989-2255.
I want to provide a tax cut.
Let's not raise taxes on anybody.
It's an election cycle consumed by political soundbites from both parties. And when you get past the campaign rhetoric, there's something happening that's impossible to ignore. There are key issues getting no attention, no debate, no discussion. Issues that are critical to the future and direction of our nation. Issues including likely vacancies on the Supreme Court, abortion, and the definition of marriage. Now, the American Center for Law and Justice wants to know what you think. Let the ACLJ know how you rate some of the most important issues of our time. As Election Day approaches, there's still time for the candidates to engage these issues, and we hope they do. Have your voice heard. Take the ACLJ Issue Survey. The ACLJ will let the new Congress and the new president know where you stand on these issues, what's important, and why. Take the survey now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or take the survey online at aclj.org.
The Supreme Court of the United States granting review out of those Ten Commandment cases that we represent. This is a big, big case, huge ramifications.
It's a case that's likely to change the legal landscape in America, and the American Center for Law and Justice is at the forefront of this landmark legal battle. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow will present oral arguments to the Supreme Court on a critical First Amendment case involving the Ten Commandments and other displays.
This could help preserve upwards of 4,000 of these Ten Commandment monuments.
There's so much at stake with this Supreme Court case. Our history, our heritage is on the line. The ACLJ must get the High Court to overturn a disturbing decision, a ruling that could force cities and states to make a troubling choice: remove existing displays or permit any group to display any monument in public places. The briefs have been filed and oral arguments are set for November 12th at the Supreme Court. Jay and his legal team are intensely preparing for this case. This is the time to pray for Jay and his legal team. With so much at stake, your prayers are greatly appreciated. Thank you.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. I want to encourage everybody that's listening to me right now to go ahead and participate in our survey that we put together. We're very concerned that these major issues are not getting addressed. We want to know how important you think these issues are, especially for the Supreme Court. For instance, when you vote for a presidential candidate, how important is the issue of Supreme Court justices being nominated? How important is that? Very important? Not important? What about partial birth abortion? Should it remain illegal? Should the courts restrict expressions of religious faith? Is that important or not important to you? It literally will take about 2 minutes for you to do this, maybe less. And we're going to give all this information to both campaigns, and this will let them know where you are on the National Issues Survey. Now, if you're concerned about the direction of this campaign right now on both the Republican and Democratic side, and you want some specific answers, then you need to do what the founders of our country did and participate, petition the government for the redress of a grievance. So everyone that's listening to me needs to participate in this National Issues of the Court survey. You need to go to your phones right now. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Everyone that's listening to me needs to participate in this survey. It's critical that we get these candidates talking about these issues. And by letting them know what our constituents are concerned about, that's going to fuel them then discussing it directly, maybe even in this upcoming debate. But again, it's 1-877-989-2255. Speak the truth to these presidential candidates. You need to do that. I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, Constitutional Party, Libertarian, Green. You need to speak the truth, your views, to these candidates, and it's 1-877-989-2255 for you to participate. Jordan, our phone lines are jammed. Let's go right to them.
Let's go right to them. Michelle from Rhode Island on line two. Michelle, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yes,
hi, Michelle.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. I was filling out the survey, and believe me, I just got dumped a huge amount of legal stuff that has court deadlines, and it was like nothing else is going to get done, but I care about you guys so much, I'm like, okay. And I guess the survey that I have, it's called the ACLU 2008 Civil Liberty Survey. Is that what you're talking about? You want everybody to ask about and get if they don't already have?
No. This is not the ACLU survey. This is the ACLJ survey. It's the National Issues Survey is what it's called. And the best way to do it is either online at aclj.org. And I want everybody that's listening to do this. And by the way, the ACLU, you're right, they're countering this. So we're in a real battle with the ACLU on this. They're getting their information out to their constituents. And I don't want them skewing this debate. If you call our toll-free number, though, they'll do it. Our phone service, Our phone operators will do it for you right over the phone. It literally takes a couple of minutes, and that information will be translated to our government affairs office and right to the candidates. And you're right, Michelle, the ACLU is doing the exact same thing. So here's the phone number, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Of course, all of this going on while we're preparing for Supreme Court argument the week after the election. So you can imagine how things are at the ACLJ in Washington and our other offices around the country and around the world. A lot going on. But again, if you want to participate in the survey, and everybody, this is for your voice to be heard by the presidential candidates, both Republicans and Democrats, also the independents. 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
Let's go back to the phones. Paul from Idaho on line 6. Paul, welcome to JSEC. You're live.
Hi, Paul.
Good morning, guys. Hey, hi. It's my understanding that Hamas terrorist organization has endorsed Barack Obama. First, is that factual? And how come not even you have mentioned it?
Well, we did mention it, but it's not factual. There was some statements. Jordan has researched this thoroughly, where some Hamas leadership said they were in favor of Barack Obama, but we're not going to. We are not going to get involved in that. Jordan's got specifically the specific details on that. And Jordan, go ahead.
What's been mentioned, Paul, is that people are able to buy things from Barack Obama's website, T-shirts, hats, stickers, buttons, that kind of thing. And that a group may have bought, individuals that may have been part of these groups living in Palestinian territories, whether it was Gaza and some other places in the Middle East, that have bought things online from Barack Obama's website to then give out in their areas for people. And then some were trying to tie that to Barack Obama receiving these donations directly. But in truth, it's the way the campaign website is set up, is that when you buy something from his website, you're making a contribution to the campaign. Instead of buying it separately from a private vendor, you're buying it directly from the campaign as a donation. So that was the only thing that we had ever heard mentioned about it. And past that, it seems like most of it is just rumors and innuendos that have been made up.
And we're going to give you the truth. We're not going to give you the rumors and innuendos. So that's the information there. By the way, I hope that this is another reason why we just heard from Michelle that the ACLU has sent out their survey, that we want you to speak the truth to the presidential candidates and respond to the national issues of the court survey that we've got out. It's on our website at aclj.org. But you can also call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to participate. Jordan, you've been researching over the weekend the kind of the trends in the campaign, not looking very good. It doesn't look like for Senator McCain right now.
Not right now. He's actually changed his speech. He was actually here in Virginia Beach, Virginia, just right before we went on radio, and he's really changed his speech. Hard hitting. Still, he had some trouble with audience members saying some pretty nasty things about Barack Obama and some untrue
things. That does nothing
but
hurt him.
No, nothing but hurt him. But again, I think John McCain's decided that, that being said, he's still got to start hitting harder, which is what we've talked about, and is now saying that he's going to hit really hard in the debate on Wednesday. So he's building himself up quite an expectations game for that Wednesday debate, the final debate, that he's going to be hitting very hard at Senator Obama. John McCain was supposed to come out with some new economic proposals today. They've decided not to do that. Barack Obama is announcing some what he's calling the middle class rescue plan today at 1:30. So, again, it looks like the economy will still be front and center, even with the market today. Though, if there's three strong days straight, Monday, today, tomorrow, and then Wednesday when the debate happens, the market is doing well and stabilizes, it could take attention off, which is why, folks, if John McCain is really going to hit Barack Obama, you'd think he's going to have to hit at issues that are clearly, they clearly differ on things like abortion, things like marriage, and making Barack Obama, like he did at Rick Warren's forum, have to explain those views, and vice versa. Of course, John McCain having to explain his votes on those views as well. But again, that remains to be seen whether or not that will actually happen.
Interesting developments, and that is the lack of conversation on substantive issues like judges, like partial birth abortion, like the family, not being discussed. How does that play out? Is that an issue for you? We're going to see. That's why we're doing this moral issue survey. That's actually not moral issues. It is the election issue survey, and it's the ability for you to speak out to the presidents directly, the nominees, and we think it's very, very important. Let's go right back to the phones. There's a lot of calls coming in.
Angela is calling from Texas on line 4. Angela, welcome to JSEC. You're live.
Hi, Angela.
Thank you. Hi.
Sure.
I was just calling in because I have been so frustrated with actually the way the media, the mainstream media in general, is handling this. We're talking about issues not being brought up in debate. And it's so crazy the way the mainstream media seems to be operating like a wing of the Democratic Party. They just will not put out accurate information at all. And so many people, you know, are getting to brush the major issues under the rug. I talked to
Well, you know, but here's part of the I feel your frustration. I understand that. I'm not going to blame the national media. Here's what I'm going to blame. I'm going to blame Senator McCain and Senator Obama for not addressing the issues. If you want justices like Alito and Roberts, and McCain really believes that, he needs to say it. If Barack Obama likes justices like Stephen Breyer or Ruth Bader Ginsburg, whoever it might be, he needs to say it. If they're in favor of the ban on partial birth abortion, say it. Don't dance around. Say it in a debate with the other candidate there, and let's see where these people are. This is why I've called the survey the Speak Truth to the Presidential Candidates, but they need to be speaking truth back to us, and we need to get this information. Folks, one of the most pivotal elections in our history, in our lifetime. I just did a special for God TV. It aired, be airing again this week, and I'm shooting another one that'll air next week. But, folks, we've got to have your participation in this. It is critical. The phone number is 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 for you to participate in the survey or ACLJ.org.
Let's go right back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110. Donna from Texas Online 2. Donna, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hello,
hi, Donna.
Jay. How are
hi.
You?
Good.
I wish I could give you a great big hug. I think you're doing a wonderful job.
Thanks.
My comment, why the neither one of the presidential candidates are
yep.
saying anything. They're so politically correct in America, I think they're afraid because they might lose a vote or two.
Jordan, you've been looking at this issue, though, and it's the questions aren't being presented by the debate moderators either. That's part of the problem here.
No, but also the candidates themselves aren't bringing them up. I mean, the moderators can't stop John McCain from bringing up abortion or Barack Obama. Senator Biden did it. Governor Palin has done it over this weekend. She really hit Barack Obama very hard on it and the Born Alive Act. The problem is it's not John McCain doing it, and it's not being done at the formal stage of a debate when the eyes of the country are on it. You can do a lot of things at rallies, but the truth is it doesn't get reported as much because much of those are seen as rallying your base, rallying your supporters. If they really want to hit on these issues, I don't think John McCain can just rely on Governor Palin to be doing it at rallies. He's got to come to Barack Obama face-to-face at a debate on Wednesday and really hammer him on it and hammer him on the views on it if you want to make this an issue at all.
Yeah, and I'll tell you something. This is not an option, folks. This has to be an issue. I mean, this is not something that you've got an option on. It has to be an issue. But to make it an issue, I need to hear from you. Now, everybody that's listening to me, you go to your phones during this break and you participate in the survey. It'll take just moments. 1-877-989-2255. This is you speaking to the presidential candidates and telling them what's on your mind, the issues that matter most to you. Literally take a couple of minutes. 1-877-989-2255. You can go to ACLJ.org. Take it online as well, but I encourage you to go right to your phones right now. Have your voice heard on this, folks. 877-989-2255. Back with more in a moment.
Now there's a great new way to stay in touch with the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ Wireless. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
With ACLJ Wireless, you'll get special updates from me and be able to get critical information fast, right from your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
The ACLJ Wireless service, 10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. Choose from the most popular phones. Flexible and affordable calling plans starting at $29.99 with every 6 months of service free. And keep your existing cell number.
By using ACLJ Wireless, you're helping the ACLJ stand up for your rights.
ACLJ Wireless Service from ACLJ Member Services. Call now. 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at acljwireless.com.
I want to provide a tax cut.
Let's not raise taxes on anybody.
It's an election cycle consumed by political soundbites from both parties. And when you get past the campaign rhetoric, there's something happening that's impossible to ignore. There are key issues getting no attention, no debate, no discussion. Issues that are critical to the future and direction of our nation. Issues including likely vacancies on the Supreme Court, abortion, and the definition of marriage. Now, the American Center for Law and Justice wants to know what you think. Let the ACLJ know how you rate some of the most important issues of our our time. As Election Day approaches, there's still time for the candidates to engage these issues, and we hope they do. Have your voice heard. Take the ACLJ Issues Survey. The ACLJ will let the new Congress and the new president know where you stand on these issues, what's important, and why. Take the survey now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or take the survey online at aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. We want to counter what now is an ACLU also attempt to influence getting their voice out, which they certainly have the right to do under the First Amendment through their constituency by getting surveys and information to the candidates. We want to do the same thing, but we want the candidates to address the issues. Jordan's going to give you the number. You need to call it. Everyone needs to participate in this.
Again, folks, you need to call right now. Get involved. We're running out of time where people can really affect here what issues are going to be discussed. But we know, and I see a little glimmer of hope, folks. I'll tell you, when I saw Governor Palin really start mentioning where Barack Obama was on abortion in a rally over this week, and I thought maybe the campaigns were transferring for that, again, wedge issue battle where people have very strong views one way or the other. And so there's a glimmer here that these issues could be discussed in the next coming few weeks, 22 days left, but especially the debate on Wednesday. So call right now, folks. Get involved. 877-989-2255. We want you to take this very quick survey. You can do it by calling our absolutely toll-free number, 877-989-2255. We're doing it very quickly online at aclj.org. Let's go back to the phones again. Let's go to Roy calling from Maryland on line one. Roy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, Jay, how if Obama does get elected and he does get to nominate a Supreme Court justice, one, how's that going to affect the questions on your survey? And two, what kind of battle are you going to have, with the Mount Soledad and possibly down the road, the Arlington Cemetery?
Well, you know, it's interesting you bring up Arlington Cemetery because I signed a research project this morning to our team in Virginia. Because that's coming up in our Supreme Court case that I've got, the one I'm arguing out of Utah involving the Ten Commandments. Arlington Cemetery is actually being discussed in that. Look, I think that, you don't know who they'll pick as nominees. And the reason we don't know even judicial philosophy is nobody will talk about it. And we need to get them to address it to find out the kind of judicial philosophy that we think is appropriate. But I think in order to do that, they've got to address the issues. You've got to flesh it out. It's not so much how they're going to vote on a particular issue. It's what is the judicial philosophy of the president and the nominees that he selects. That is the critical aspect of this.
Let's go back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110. Marie is calling from Utah on line 6. Marie, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Marie.
Hi. I just wanted to point out that there's a lot of Hillary Clinton supporters that are now pledged to vote for McCain, close to about 2 million. And perhaps the reason that McCain isn't so strongly addressing the abortion issues is he doesn't want to lose those folks. A lot of them are very strongly being inundated with email, threats from the DNC and Obama campaign that he's going to overturn Roe.
But you know what the problem is? If you don't get the base of your party, and that's true for the Republican nominee and the Democratic nominee, and Jordan, you know this better than anybody, if you don't get your base out, you're not going to win the election. And what both candidates are risking by this running towards the middle is not getting their base out.
No, it's so far, we have not seen really good evidence any time that the targeting of independents is enough to win. And I do think that's a problem with Senator McCain's strategy right now, is that he may be letting Governor Palin throw out some of these red meat issues, and he may be very strong in his views. And his speech at the rally he gave today in Virginia Beach, here where we're located, was very strong. But again, some of these issues, it takes coming out of the candidate's mouth, not the vice presidential candidates, but the candidate's mouth. And if they don't want to engage them, that's their decision. But let me tell you this, Dad, if you're Barack Obama, you're not going to engage this issue.
Of course
unless
not.
You have to, because you know it's a divisive issue, and the more people aren't thinking about it, the better you're going to do with independence without having to do anything
at
all.
And Senator Obama has tried to go out of his way to not castigate pro-lifers. So,
right.
I mean, you've got there's a dual strategy here. That's why this issue should be discussed in a debate, folks, so you really find out where these candidates are on this issue, not just dancing around the edges. And that's why I want to implore you, listen, we're fighting the ACLU in this. They've got their national issue survey out right now. We've done the same. You can go to aclj.org and participate there, or simply call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, and add your name to this petition, but it's really a your ability to speak to the candidates directly to participate in this poll. Do it today. Very, very important. Again, 877-989-2255.
Let's go back to the phones again. Wesley's calling from Michigan on line 5. Wesley, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
My concern is about the school from kindergarten on up from our public schools. I studied to become a minister, and Boudinier was established by law. And what I find in our public schools is humanistic, gay evolutionism, gableism, gambling, witchcraft, science.
But here's Wesley. Here's the problem. No one is discussing any of these issues in the debate right now. It's not come up at all, not one single time. And it's a little bit in the vice presidential debates, but people are electing a president, not a vice president, and that's the problem.
No, and here's the thing. None of those issues, education, morality, has not really come up in these debates whatsoever. They've been dominated by two issues, the economy and the war, and I understand why those issues are front and center. People are losing their lives in the war, men and women who serve our country, and people, of course, that is an important topic, and what is happening there, and the candidates' different plans, and they differ greatly on that. And the second issue, the economy, people are losing their investments. Now the market's going back up. But again, understanding why that is a major issue. But these other issues need to be discussed, folks. I mean, we haven't heard a direct exchange between Barack Obama and John McCain on abortion. Like, can you believe that? Not a direct exchange, not a single yes or no question by a moderator saying, do you support this? Do you support that? Not a yes or no, not looking at each other in the face, not John McCain saying that it's murder, and not Barack Obama trying to explain a different answer. We have not seen it, and there's only one opportunity left for that exchange to happen, and that's on Wednesday night.
Here's what I want everybody to do. Participate in this online survey or on the phones. Either one. Do it. We got to get this information to these candidates, both for the debates and then after the debates, so these issues are addressed. If they don't hear from you, they're not going to do it. Here's the phone number, 1-877-989-2255. This is your chance to counter the ACLU's message and directly participate in this electoral process. 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Let's go to Marianne calling from Maryland on line 2. Marianne, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you. I would like Jay to discuss just and address the media and how they are dictating to us what to talk about. Again, the media. And we, the people, do want to talk about abortion. We, the people, do want to talk about maintaining conservative radio. We, the people, want to talk about social and moral issues. So,
well, you just brought up a good one, Marianne. No one's talking about the fairness doctrine. Now, is that because Senator McCain's in favor of it or not in favor of it? Or is it because Barack Obama's in favor of it or not in favor of it? Who knows? Because no one's answering the question. Now, the mainstream media. Let me tell you something. That's why I thank the Lord that we've got conservative talk, Christian talk radio, and Christian television. Because the issues are being debated there. The problem is you still got a lot of people watching mainstream media, and that's where you've got to get an impact. But I'll tell you how you're going to do it. You got to get to these moderators, but you also got to get to these candidates and make them address these issues head on without apology.
Arlene's calling from California on line 6. Arlene, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Arlene.
Hey, thank you very much. I got to tell you that I am so appalled that we, the people, have our own rights. And here in my community, I'm a Christian. I'm voting for McCain. I know that the Supreme Court needs three more people in there, and I do not want Obama to influence this country anymore.
Let me play other side's advocate with you just for a moment, okay? What do you know about Senator McCain's judicial selection philosophy?
I know that basically he is for the rights of conservatives with abortion.
I think you're correct also, but here's my point. I'm doing this because not tongue-in-cheek. None of us really had clear answers on any of this. I mean, you realize that. And that's the problem. And this, for both candidates, we've got to have clear answers on this.
Yeah.
And I am absolutely convinced that this is not an option, that this is a have-to. We have to get direct answers. But folks, the only way we're going to get it is for you to make it happen. And this is where we need everybody participating with us. Jordan, let everybody know how they can participate in the survey, and they have to do it.
Really what you're asking, folks, is to ask the campaign, you know, get off the talking points from the judicially conservative groups or the liberal groups and actually tell us what you want to do with these nominees and these issues. So folks, call right now. Be a part of this survey. We're running out of time. 22 days left of this election. 877-989-2255. To take part in this survey very quickly. Again, 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org and complete the survey online. But it's important, folks, just 22 days left in this election.